So I am called Ian. I am.
All the weeks, Ian News, Ian Views, and Ian Trust Interesting Stories for people who are called Ian.
I'm Ian Lewis.
And I am called Ian Catamaran.
Ian News.
Angry Building Society boss Ian Bus, has won £200 from Percy after its new washing powder shredded his silk boxer shorts. A Labour spokesman denied Ian's payment was compensation, saying, "We have been making payments as a gesture of goodwill. Less like goodwill, more like good Ian."
And Ian's all over the country are searching for mysterious Ian Stevens. He had written letters to sexy actress Estelle Skornick, Nicole from the Renault ads. You know, Nicole. But she lost his address. She's desperate to contact him to thank him for his lovely poems. If you know Ian, or if you are Ian yourself, then do get in touch with us here at Ian News.
Get Ian there, Ian. Get in there. And finally, finally, this week, sees the Ian Conference in Shrewsbury. Anyone called Ian is welcome to attend.
This is an important meeting which all Ians should attend, as the chairman, Ian Gornick, and his committee of Ians are debating whether to allow IAIN Ians to join the Ian organisation.
No, they should have.
Ian, this is not the time for your personal views.
They're not proper Ians. Only IAIN Ians must be allowed to join the Ian organisation.
Ian, this is a news programme. It's not a personal soapbox
it is
for your
personal
opinion.
Soapbox. Are we going to let our Ians join as well? Or Jan's? Or Ivan's, eh? It's a disgrace.
You keep you are an unbiased newsreader. I've never been so...
It's an Ian soap. It is an Ian soap. Ian soap.
That is it from I Am Called Ian, I Am This Week.
Yeah, well, as you can see, it should be an Ian invigorating conference. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Lee and Herring on 1FM, hoping not to die in rented accommodation.
Very sorry, once again, some of you got the news for the wrong name there, atmospheric conditions or something. This is Undertones, My Perfect Cousin. Music from our era, isn't it, Stu?
Yeah, when we were your age,
when we were very little. It's very good, listen.
Now I've got a cousin called Kevin. He's sure to go to heaven. He's always got a
Kevin's more pissed off. His cousin's Fergal Sharpie, isn't it?
Probably, yeah. I like the two-note guitar solo here. The other good thing about this song is that all the cultural references like University Challenge and Sabutio and Human League have just disappeared now.
Well, you know, Sabutio's still going and University Challenge is coming back.
Yeah, a lot of things come back, don't they?
Not the Human League, though.
Nor the Undertones.
No. From the news here that Lisa Presley has married Michael Jackson.
It's a fact. Has this young got enough money?
It's greedy, isn't it, joining those two together? But I suppose it proves at least that Michael Jackson couldn't have molested the children if he's...
I sensed that bit there. So
if he's married a woman, he must be...
I met that Lisa Presley. We were over Hollywood. She's not for by her dad. Great big sideboard she's got.
Really?
Yeah.
in the patio. Mm. And Pete, what have you got for us this week?
Well, as I said, you know, at the beginning, I'm going on holiday in my room this year.
Yep.
So I've got some more ideas, because let's face it, going abroad's not very nice, is it? Because they've got, like, funny-shaped wine bottles and, like, ladies on the beach with their bra off.
Mm.
So anyway, here's my ideas. Number one is budget beach. What you do is lie on the floor in your pants, right, with your eyes shut, and imagine that the bare light bulb is the sun, the bits of, like, hard, scrunched-up tissue under you are sand, and the stink from your laundry basket is the smell of a sewage tanker going past. Number two, here's an exciting recipe for easy at-home airline food. What you do is get the cutlery drawer from under the bed, take out the dirty chopstick and the old 2p, and fill up all the compartments with curry. And then you sit by the window with the drawer on your lap, and every now and again just sort of look out the window, eating the curry, smoking and pretending that all the white-haired old men walking past like clouds. Then after about 2 hours, just stop smoking and get your brother Charlie to ask if you want any duty-frees. And he gives you his watch. Number three, here's another way of making a holiday friend. What you do, right, is sit on your bedroom floor, a stinking beach thing, with Charlie, and then get so drunk that you don't recognise each other. And then you can make friends all over again. And like with cat friend, you know, that I said earlier, you won't be able to understand each other, or yourselves. Unfortunately, your new friend will just be some strange, thin, blurred man who spins around the room and whose lap is full of sick. Which isn't that much different to Charlie, really, but it doesn't matter, because you won't remember each other in the morning anyway. And number four, final one now, why not simulate not being able to spend any British money by going into a food shop and offering them an English pound for, like, something stupid, like all the air in the tins, because they'll just say, no, you can't buy that.
Thanks, Pete. It's always worth hearing you on the radio, I think. And we've got some more people ringing in with sickies. It's our old favourite, the Lee and Herring regular. These phone calls are real, by the way. We wouldn't make these up. It's Custard from Bradford. Why aren't you in today, Custard?
Well, actually, I'm a member of the royal family today.
Right. We don't sound very ill to me.
Well, I'm not ill. I'm just a member of the royal family.
Oh,
I
see.
Quite a good excuse. If I don't want, I'm sorry, but...
Well, yeah, well, don't... bother coming back in again then. Quite good, Custard, thank you. And we've also got John from Guildford. Why aren't you here today?
Well, I was feeling a bit off colour. And and a bit sick and kill everything.
Right.
And he's done. That's quite a convincing one. I don't really think I'd want you in my workplace.
For the devil.
Don't come back, John. Thanks
very
much.
It's dangerous.
Amanda, you've got a couple of unreasonable swaps from people who rung in with unreasonable swaps.
Oh, yes. Hello, boys.
Hello again.
Hello. Yes, Sue from Essex says she'd like to swap her old copies of Smash Hits for a portable studio, some synthesizers, and a career in film. Mm. I think she's offering too much,
Sue. She's offering too much.
They're very good, though, Smash Hits.
Too much. And also, David from Glasgow said he'd like to swap my Spectrum
computer. Think that's a computer, yeah.
Yes, for the North American Space Agency. Mm. Again, offering too much.
Yeah, well,
over
if anyone wants to do those swaps, do ring in.
Yeah, actually, on the subject of computers, computer spoiled idiots will be wondering why our computer person Danny O'Brien isn't in this week. And it's because he's too disorganised and lazy, like most of you, to sort anything out. But we did have some response about the email stuff. Apparently, the bloke who sent in the pornographic Smurf story, it wasn't him, it was his brother. He was falsely using his brother's name so that he wouldn't get in trouble. And also, the exploding whale story is a hoax. But updates on those next week, and our email number is Danny. D-A-N-N-Y at tse.cityscape.co.uk. Danny at tse.cityscape.co.uk. This track's from Lou Barlow's new album, 23 Songs. It's called Forever Instant.
If security gives way, is there something I can do or say? Thank you. neither strong or tall, but I love you. The storm won't wash that away. Love is forever in an instant, and I don't want to live without it again. I find it easy just to spend my life. Dare I say,
have that on to counterbalance all the fun we're having here tonight, Lou Barlow. And don't forget, ring in with unreasonable swaps as well as sickies on 071 306 022. Rich, I think you've got a call on the
line. Yeah, we've got John from Middlesbrough, where my family come from, which is my granddad's 90th birthday. Happy birthday, granddad! Bit deaf. John from Middlesbrough, why can't you come in today?
Because my arse has grown 4 feet wide.
That's a pretty
good
excuse.
Quite a good one, that one, yeah.
Are you all right apart from that?
Well, I can't get through doors, so...
No, but you're feeling all right in yourself.
Well, it makes me wobble a bit. So.
You're sort of like the elephant man, aren't you, except it's only affected your arse. I mean, it's a terrible thing to have, that. Hope you pick up on that one soon.
Yeah, anyway, it's time to... this is the time to introduce a little package we've got. You may be aware Snow White is coming out again on in the cinemas. We sent Rebecca Front to meet the men the film was based on.
Well, we first wrote the proposal for a film about our lives based on the struggles we had growing up together, didn't we, as orphan dwarves, you know, with the many problems that beset us. We thought it'd be a good story for a film, you know, centering on the difficulties of me bringing up my brothers.
Very serious.
See, the original idea is originally it was going to be called the Eight Harris Brothers, wasn't it?
Harris, your name.
Yeah, we're the Harris Brothers. Yeah. There are eight of us. The eight Harris Brothers.
Eight Harris Brothers, straight to the
seven
point.
The film producer, he loved it. When we showed it to, he said, "Oh, we'll make this just as you put it."
And what did you feel when
dreams.
We saw it?
Well, you can imagine how upset and surprised and offended. Offended we were, because, you know, our lives have been turned into these sort of stupid singing comedy cartoons with ridiculous nicknames, you know, spent all day working in a diamond mine.
We
never worked in a diamond mine.
Never worked anywhere in my life.
Nothing like a diamond
mine for a while. Or didn't you?
Or you worked in a quarry. Dig, 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 your mine the whole day through.
Dig, 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 is what we like to do. I am a doctor, right? I am a doctor, Dr. Matthew Harris. I work at the local hospital, and so occasionally the guys would call me Doc.
Yeah. Doc, you see?
Doc, for sure. No, but generally, Doc. I like to be called Matthew or Dr. Harris.
Similarly, Roland, you know, as a child, he was known as Dopey.
Dopey, you know.
Yeah, Dopey, you know. That was just because we were young, we were kids, you know. Yeah. And
we had a bit of difficulty reading.
He had difficulty reading, so, you know, we thought Dopey. We didn't realise realise how offensive that was.
And of course, this was the 30s as well, you see.
Yeah.
And I mean, I took him down the specialist unit.
Yeah.
You know, looked him over, did a couple of tests. He was dyslexic.
Yeah, in fact, he had above average intelligence, didn't
he?
And
very
today,
IQ.
He is working as a professor at the University of De Montfort University.
It's got nothing to do with intelligence.
He used to wear an oversized blue coat, did he not?
Well, he was academic, you see.
Oh, you must be grumpy.
I was grumpy as a youngster, but, you know, Matthew, you took me down the local hospital, didn't you, when I was about 18, and you found out the problem.
Well,
I had irritable bowel syndrome.
Yeah.
And you gave me some drugs, cleared up.
Similarly, I was...
If anything, they should be calling me irritable bowel syndrome.
And you must be
happy man.
Or Simon, as we call him, but happy in the film. Yeah. It's ludicrous, you know. He was always happy.
As a child.
But it turned out, you know, when I took him down the hospital, he was an autistic savant.
Really?
And, you know, apparently Disney felt that was inappropriate. This, you know, going back then, they didn't want to represent themselves.
It was a very moving part of our treatment, wasn't it? The autistic savant part.
Absolutely.
The way you looked after him and everything.
They just changed him in the film to this grinning idiot.
That all went missing, but years later, we see the script turning up.
Yeah.
Almost word for word, as their Rain Man film.
Yeah.
And we never got a penny, could
Strangely, it was Simon was the only one who enjoyed
Seven Dwarfs film, though, wouldn't
it? We like the colours.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Am I just sad? I went to a train to analyze my dreams. She tastes like a sex that's bringing me down. I went to a whore who said my life's a bore. So quit my wife and cause it's bringing me down. Sometimes I give myself the drink. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on.
Lee and Herring on 1FM. Up to no good, I shouldn't wonder.
This is Green Day, new single, Basket Case. Amanda, I believe you've got some more swaps in.
Oh, great news, yes. In response to Sue from Essex, who wanted to swap all her old copies of Smash Hits for a portable studio, Jean-Michel Jarre has phoned in from France, and he'll swap his entire studio for the collection of Smash Hits, providing they have the Pet Shop Boys or New Kids on the Block in them.
Lots of pro Peter Bainham fan mail in the mailbag this week from Justin Swash and Joe Williams. It's nice to have you writing about that. Remember, if you do write in saying you like Pete more than us, we will hurt him.
But we'll probably hurt him anyway, so, you know, you can try and brighten up his dismal life a bit by being nice about him.
Mm.
And, anything you want to say about that, Hugh?
Well, I've got a thought, actually, while I was listening. I've got a load of wood down a lockup, maple, oak, all cushy. Now, Geezer owns a forest, so anyone's interested.
Why, aren't you making enough money from the acting, then?
Well, no, listen, mate, look, I mean, I've been shifting sliced up trees as I was a nipper, right? You know, just because I'm international star, you're going to change me, right?
It's not at all like I expect him to be. What about your new film, Sirens, Hugh?
I've seen it. I'll wait till the video comes out. Tell you the truth, I can't remember much about it. I was pissed up most of the time.
Really? It's a big surprise.
I love
surprise.
You, Hugh.
Yeah, all right. Give it to you, Joel.
Is it like Tron?
Hey?
Is it like Tron?
What's the about?
I like films, and last one I saw was Tron when it came out. It was on the other week on telly. It's good.
You should wind up.
I don't know. It's a film he likes.
You like bikes that turn at right angles. And
so it's Hugh Grant, you know, from the cinema. You know, we won't get guests like this again. Anyway, have to stop you there, Pete, because it's time for the events listing with Kevin Eldon.
Hospital Brighton's open day. You can see real surgeons performing operations on genuine members of the public, from cesareans to appendectomies, maybe even a lung transplant. Meet hospital orderly Roger Mann at the deliveries entrance round the back by the bins, and give him £10 in cash, and he'll take you to the special public air duct viewing gallery above the theatre. But don't make any noise. And hair pies. That's right, hair pies. Michael Cosgrave of Totnes has set up a new shop selling pies made of human hairs. Mike collects the hairs from barbers barbers, mortuaries, and sewers, washes them in a special preparation he's made, and then makes them into delicious, nutritious pies full of protein. And why not try Mike's special hair pie, made exclusively of the hair of actor Gary Olsen of TV's 2.4 children fame? And if you like eating hair pie, sounds like the shop for you. And finally, do you believe that Jesus Christ is the true risen Lord? Then this Sunday, why not pop along to a church? There you'll meet other people who agree with you, and you can chat about how right you all are, and perhaps present a prize of some kind to the person who believes in Jesus the most. So check local press for details of your nearest church. I personally will be popping along to St. Andrew's Church in Tottenham, so hope to catch some of the listeners there. That's it, boys.
Captain, why is there so much hair in all the listings? Yeah,
there's always lots of hair.
Well, there's actually no more references to hair than in any other events listing.
Well, there is, to be honest, isn't there?
There is, yeah, especially to the hair of Gary Olsen of 2.4 children.
Listen to me. Hair pervades our world. There are more than 35,000 hairs on the average human head, yeah? 5.8 billion people in the world. That is a heck of a lot of hair.
Still no need to have all that hair in the listings, though, is it?
Stop now.
Sure, there is hair.
Well, now it's time to find out about the last of those dwarfish Harris brothers.
The worst miscarriage of justice has occurred to Lawrence Harris, who Walt Disney portrayed as the often forgotten bashful. Lawrence, you now live in Paris. How did you feel when the film came out?
Well, disappointed. Bashful was never my nickname, even as a child. This and the part of the script dealing with me, which incidentally I largely wrote, was probably the most challenging part of the script. You see, I am a homosexual. My nickname back then was, and still is as far as I'm concerned, gay. I've kept it to try and reclaim the word. And the script told of my struggle to be accepted as a gay dwarf in 30s Britain. It was very daring, making some strong points about people's prejudices. This was the 30s, remember? But Walt Disney ran scared of my story and of who I was and changed me to the ridiculous, blushing, shy, old fool. I'm not shy. I'm not ashamed. I'm gay, not bashful.
You don't mix with your brothers anymore, do you?
No. Not now.
Why is that?
Let's just say they are ignorant fools and the world would be a better place without them. I don't need my brothers anymore. I don't need their opinions. I don't need their support. I've left them behind and I've made a go of my own life on my own without them. I'm fine, thank you.
What has been the story of your life? What have been your achievements?
Pantomime work, mainly, obviously, although I had a small part in the Time Bandits film. But I also did a lot of music. I've worked in music. I mean, I initially wrote the music for the film. The songs that I came up with were controversial, challenging attacks on the work ethic.
Misrepresentation of your brother Lawrence in the film?
No.
We don't want to talk about that, you know.
No, not.
He doesn't live here anymore, and frankly, we're glad about that. He tried to hijack our story of our struggle
for his own ends.
With his own political ends.
He deserves everything he got.
And it reflects badly on the rest of us Harris brothers, because it's like a Fashanu in the world of football. Everyone thinks that John Fashanu is gay.
Yep.
Whereas he isn't. He's a heterosexual footballer. He's very heterosexual. We're dwarfs, but we're heterosexual male dwarfs.
Actually, I'm bi.
You're what?
Oh.
Well, I remember us two when we were kids, but it was just experimentation, wasn't it, at that age? You know, it was that age where, you know, your body's changing and you're growing. Not much, admittedly, you're not growing much if you're a dwarf, but
that part is you're changing, aren't they? You know? One of you
changing shape.
One of you is sleeping in their arms.
And just because we're dwarves, perhaps,
you know, falls over your body. And you know, the other's in a state of semi-sleep.
Yeah.
Things can be very confusing in your feelings. You don't fully understand what it is.
I mean, I used to sleep with my hand between my legs, sort of thing. You know,
other hand was between mine, wasn't it?
Well, I mean, it was a mistake to start.
Well, it was a mistake that happened every night for 5 years. Matthew.
I didn't hear you.
I don't think the British Medical Association would be too happy to hear about it. We're not like that now.
No. Nope.
We're not like him. We do still sleep in that same bed, but we have to. Still financial necessity. Not a penny from that film. Nothing?
Nope. It's a big bed, but from IKEA.
And we are small.
I hope, I hope, I hope, I hope, I hope, it's home from where
and Herring on 1FM.
Nice to have a lot of the Hi-Ho song there. Nice to hear that on Radio 1. I shouldn't think it's played very often. And here's a final phone call from that. That will decide who's won. It's John from Wales. Why are you skiving off today?
Well, I've just woken up and I've had major surgery. Somebody's replaced my legs with my arms and my arms with my legs.
Well, you're no use to us here then, are you?
I'm unable to drive my car because my arms won't reach.
That's true. Oh, well, I feel a bit sorry for you.
Yeah, I've still got a full complement of limbs there, though, John. You're just in the wrong order.
Just have to learn to move in a different way. Perhaps like a crab. Yeah. Right, well, I'm going to make a decision who's won. And I think it's Shane from Aviemore myself. I don't like you. We'll ring you up after the show, Shane, and get your address.
There'll be some stuff in the post.
We'll send all sorts of rubbish to you.
Yeah, someone called Kirsten writes us this week, who really hated us, and sent me and Rich 7p each as sort of wages. But it gave us an idea, right? Keep this under your hats. What we want you to do, before Friday, if you're listening, send in some money in cash, right, to us. Lee and Herring, room 125, 16 Langham Street, London, W1A1AA.
What it is sort of a bit like the National Lottery, except this is an illegal Lee and Herring lottery. You send in the money. The person who sends in the most money will receive half of the total we receive.
Yeah.
We'll keep the other half for sort of administration, that sort of thing, and, you know, for our own personal use.
And if we get in any trouble, we'll send it back to
you. We'll send it back to you. But hopefully, if no one finds out about it, because hardly any grown-ups listen to this, we'll get to keep half the money, and one lucky person will get half the money.
We are serious about this.
So, 16 Langham Street, room 125, 16 Langham Street, as much money. So if you send about £1.32, you've got a good chance, I'd say. Hugh, thanks for coming in. Hugh,
I'll be back next week. Think a couple of lads just had an idea. What about dog fighting on the radio?
I'd rather you didn't, Hugh. You're not really what we expected. So maybe a few why not tries, everyone?
Yeah, I've got a few ideas for things you might like to do this week. Rich, why not?
Why don't you try writing to a celebrity that you don't like, pretending to be their fan, and then when they send you their photo, throw it in the bin, laughing at their stupidity.
I think one thing you might like to try doing is having a child and teaching it false information.
What about taking pleasure in the misfortune of the elderly?
That's a good one.
Or you can go to Piccadilly Circus in London and say, blimey, it's like Piccadilly Circus out here, to everyone who passes you.
That's a good idea. Mm.
And why not find out what a chaffinch's head smells like?
Good idea. There's a very good season at the moment on Battersea Arts Centre.
If
you live in London, lots of shows that are going up to Edinburgh. Included in this season, amongst other rubbish shows, on Tuesday and Wednesday, Peter Bainham will be doing a show. He's from this show. And on Thursday and Friday, both Stuart and I, Stuart Lee and Richard Herring, will both be doing a show as well. So why don't you come along and see us in the flesh, and you can have a drink with us afterwards if you like, if you're buying.
Yeah. Anyway, that's the show this week. Thanks to our contributors this week, Peter Bainham, Kevin Eldon, Ronnie Ancona, the artist formerly known as Richard Herring, me, Stuart Lee, Rebecca Front, and producer Chris Neal.
Yeah, right, and just like before we go, I'd like to give a little mention to the Putney High School under-18 girls tennis team, who've, I see on the back of my Battersea Garden, have recently won a tennis competition. There's a special Lee and Herring badge for any of the girls who write in. They look very nice in their tennis skirts and nice tops, and you will have to come and get them yourselves. The badges, that they do exist, these badges, but they're on a high shelf, so you will have to go and sort of get them down yourself on the step ladder, if you don't mind. And coming up now, it's going to be Mr. Mark Radcliffe.
Yeah, and I bet he gets all his records free. He doesn't have to buy his own, does he?
Yeah, I would have thought so.
This download is brought to you by www.fistoffan.net.